begin with. And it's a bit about who am I or what am I type of thing. So pronounced as one letter and written as three. Two letters there are, and two only in me. I'm double, I'm single, I'm black, blue and grey. I read from both ends and the same way. I. Well done, Tanya. So it's a bit of a riddle, come like that. Am I on?
Do you want me to start again? Ooh. Do you want me to start again then for the purpose of the... You can... Now you all know the riddle, the name of it, so I can start again. Hey, welcome. Hey, it's back again. For the purpose of the camera, as I said, I think a lot of people, because they're away and because we use it for the small group, so I will just start again for the purpose of the audio. If that's okay, Jacob, that's good. So as I said, we're working through the book of Mark. We did the first little riddle here. We're looking at different stories. Now, I want to do another one as well. So, I'm a five-letter word. If all the five letters are available, I'm a talent in you. If you remove the first letter, I will die. If you remove the first two letters, I will be sick. Who am I?
Skill.
Yes. Well done. Skill is what it is. Tricky. Now, we're going to a who am I type of thing. I'm a man who shaves several times a day, yet he still has a beard. Who am I? What was that? Yep, a barber. And last one. I dig out tiny caves and store gold and silver in them. I also build bridges of silver and make crowns of gold. They are the smallest you could imagine. Sooner or later, everyone needs my help, yet many people are afraid to let me help them. Who am I? There you go. Well done. I should have given prizes. I should have given lollies out and I go from there. But that's it. When we're talking about this, we're looking at things that we come to a part in Mark's gospel where people are asking, who is Jesus? And some people have got the right idea and some people haven't. And I want to read this through you now. It's Mark chapter 8, verse 27 to 30. And so as you can read there, it says, Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea and Philippi. On the way, he asked them, who do people say I am? They replied, some say you're John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and others still say one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, you are the Messiah. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. So just a few snippets to where we are up to right now. Jesus has gone around healing people, and he's just healed a blind man. And he's walking with his disciples and he's having a conversation with them. So all the people are around, people will still be following him, but he's having like a little intimate conversation with his disciples now. And so he asks them this question. He asks them, firstly, who do the people around me think I am? And then he asks the disciples, well, who do you think I am? Now let's hold that thought for the moment. Have you ever been around someone or someone, and you know who they are, but you've lost it in your mind and who they actually are? It happens to me all the time. Now, I've got the worst memory of the best of times, and sometimes I mix people up, and sometimes I legitimately don't know who they are, and I think they're someone else. Now, as I said, I used to work at a hotel, and as a concierge at a hotel, and you used to get celebrities and people coming through all the time, and sometimes we would get big music festivals coming in, and so you would have lots of big bands coming in and staying there. And there was some time in particular where they usually book about 60 to 70% of the hotel out. And they would not only be the bands, they would be their crews as well. So their merchandise crew and their lighting crew and everything like that. So there was one particular time when their crew and the bands were all checking in at once. And so we checked them all in, they all got up to their rooms, and there's a couple of big bands, so I was all excited about them, seeing who they were. And then they all settled down. And then one particular guy came downstairs, and he said, look, you know, I've just been from Adelaide, I'm on part of the tour here, and I just want to get a good vegetarian meal. And I said, well, okay. I looked at his name, he looked fairly familiar, I didn't know who it was. I looked at his name, Van Winkle, and I didn't know who he was, and I didn't look familiar there, and I thought, well, sometimes they'll put their studio names there, their aliases, but this time it didn't even have a band who was attached to it. And usually we know the fake names. And this one didn't come up properly. And so I thought, no, he's part of the crew. I'll see where he was. And so I gave him a few numbers and gave him a few menus and I organised a takeaway. So they delivered to the hotel. And so he's up there eating his meal and he asked down for a specific beer. And we didn't have that beer in stock. And so, look, you know, so again, so I had to ring up another hotel or bottle shop around the place. And again, they delivered out to the hotel. And so down, 20 minutes later, he's had this great meal. He's had this beer that he wanted. And he's come down and he's talking to me again. He goes, look, I'm having a great time, but I just need a bit of a walk. I need a bit of fresh air. Where do you recommend in Melbourne not to get, it's pretty safe and not to go in the main streets and go from that. So where can I go for a walk? And because I was at the hotel across the road from the Alexander Gardens or one of the gardens there, we said, just walk around the gardens and you'll be fine, it'll be pretty safe. So 20 minutes later, he comes back. And about that time was a changeover of my shift. I was about to finish for the night, and because the music festival was the next day, I was about to finish for the night, and he comes back and starts a conversation with me. And the relieving overnight conversation was overnight concierge was talking as well. And so I'm talking to him, saying, how was your night? Like you do politely to anyone like that. And how was your night? Did you have a good time? He goes, yeah, I really enjoyed the meal, and thanks for the tip on the beer, and thanks for the tip on the walk. It was really, really good. And he handed me $20 as a tip. I thought, that's good. He's like, I can go get McDonald's on the way home from work. That's great. But then as he was walking up, the other concierge says, don't you know who that is? I said, no. I looked at the thing. And I said, his name was Van Winkle. And I thought, well, I didn't know anyone named Van Winkle. He goes, no, don't you know who it is? And he said, well, that's Vanilla Ice. The old Ice Baby person. You've probably heard the song. It was Vanilla Ice. Now, he's usually dressed in happy pants and all that sort of stuff there and big oversized pants and a bit of a hat on, but he was just normal. And I didn't recognize who he was. All this time I've been having a conversation with him and I didn't recognize who he was. And so this is where the point is, where we're at the story today, where Jesus asks disciples, who do they think I am? So they've been walking along with Jesus. They haven't really captured who he is. Even though Jesus has been healing people and he's been saying, no, I'm the Son of God, the people around him don't really know who he is. The people around him say, no, he's John the Baptist. No, he's a prophet. He's Elijah. He's not the Son of God. He's someone else. And it's kind of ironic because even the demons who he's been casting out have been saying that he's the Son of God. Like Mark chapter 1, verse 24 says, one of the demons says, I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. Mark 3:11 says, you are God's Son. And Mark 5, verse 7, one of the demons who casts out says, the Son of the Most High God. Yet the people are confused. The people still go, no, he's not the Son of God. He's just Elijah. He's a prophet. Or he's someone else like that. And it got me thinking, well, do we do that today? Do people in today's society miss who God is and miss the real reason behind him? See, a few years ago, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, launched a nationwide campaign in America saying Jesus was a vegetarian. Show respect for God's creatures, follow him, JesusVeg.com. Now, I'm not going to go into the theological debate on whether he was a vegetarian or not, but there was obviously meat involved in the Passover meals and the feeding of the 5,000 involves fish and that. But PETA wanted to use Jesus for their campaign. Now, when you went to the website, there was no historical fact and they took it down pretty quickly after that. It seemed PETA wanted to portray an idea of Jesus, but not the full picture. They only wanted to portray one side of Jesus and not the whole picture of what he was about. And so it's not the only person to do that. It's not the only people to do that. If you ask people out there today who they think Jesus was, you get very mixed responses. And I want to show a video of that to begin with. I want to show, this was a video taken from New York City and just various media clips as well, what people might think Jesus is today.
White guy with a beard?
Oh my God, you are! You're Jesus Christ!
He died for our sins so that we could be saved.
A white guy looks like it's from the 60s.
A reason to believe and to continue on in your life and your journey?
Not that blonde-haired dude that they show in all those pictures.
I think Jesus was just a story made up by someone. Could have been probably a real person. It's something special, but not like the story says.
I'm actually glad you're all here tonight. I want to tell you that one of you will betray me.
Nah, just kidding. Ah, he's doing that thing he did in his storybook.
Jesus, a friend of mine from Puerto Rico?
I don't know. I don't know Jesus very well, so...
Jesus? Like Jesus? The Son of God?
Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Definitely not the guy who cuts my lawn.
Dear Tiny, and for Jesus...
Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Well, look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace.
Yes, there's definitely something special about Jesus. The same things that are special about me and you and, well, everybody.
Definitely good morals and beliefs, and possibly had some special gift.
And his best pal, Peter. Wow.
Who do you say Jesus is?
He's really important. His birthday's coming up.
People, believe in Jesus. He is your savior. He is number one.
So obviously there are lots of different opinions on who Jesus is. And so when Jesus is asking the disciples who do they think Jesus is, say Elijah, he's a prophet. It's almost like saying today, who do people think Jesus is? Is he the Son of God? Is he just a good teacher with morals? Is he just a historical figure? You would ask your people who don't go to church or haven't grown up in that sort of situation, the same sort of question, they would come up with those answers. Yet who do we think Jesus is? And what do the disciples think Jesus is? Now, Peter responds for the whole group back in the text. He says, Jesus, you are the Messiah. Now, to call Jesus Christ the Messiah means that you believe that Jesus is the God's promised one. Believe that Jesus came and died for our sins. See, there have been many prophets in history throughout time. There have been many great teachers, many heroic examples of faith, many heroic peoples, but not one can we call the Son of God or the Messiah. To call Jesus the Messiah means that we believe in God and that God's mark on him as the Son of God. See, Jesus was uniquely empowered and anointed to bring God and to bring us into a closer relationship with God. See, there are many groups out there that believe in Jesus but don't believe that he's the Son of God or Jesus is the Christ. For example, the religion of Islam believe that Jesus was a prophet. Hindu believes Jesus is to be one of the gods amongst other gods. And there's people that believe that, like they said in the clip, like modern historians that say he was a great teacher, who he had good morals. But as Christians, we believe that Jesus is a lot more than that. And we believe that, along with the earliest disciples, to say that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of God. He died for our sins. He rose again. There's a great quote from C.S. Lewis, and it says, I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who is merely a man and said that sort of thing that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would be either a lunatic on the same level of a man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit him out and kill him as a demon, but you can't fall, and we can fall at his feet and call him Lord. But let us not come to any patronizing nonsense about him being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. So C.S. Lewis, the author of Narnia, and those great stories have said this. Because a lot of people would mistake and say, hey, he's a great teacher, he had great morals. But Jesus actually said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. I'm the Son of God. I'm more than what people say me are. I'm not just a prophet. I'm not like just John the Baptist. I'm the Son of God. So it comes to the question of who is Jesus Christ to us? Who is Jesus to you? Jesus is asking the same question that he did to the disciples, to us each and every day. See, we could be sitting here in different stages. We could be saying, hey, yeah, I think Jesus is a teacher. I think Jesus is that. But sometimes we have to think, okay, what did Jesus say about himself? Did Jesus say he was a great teacher of himself, or did Jesus say he was the Son of God? And so we have to make those decisions and ask those questions for ourselves. Or you might be saying that, yeah, I know that Jesus died for me and he was the Son of God. But I want to tell you this. When I was about 16 or 17, I had that in my head, but I didn't follow it with my heart. When I was about 16 or 17, I went to church and I went followed along that sort of stuff there. I believed that God had saved me and I believed that I was a Christian, but I didn't fully believe it in my heart, I don't think. The fact that it was just, Jesus was just another person. I wasn't really understanding him. I wasn't really getting to a relationship with him. He was just like another person. And so when God said, I'm the Son of God, I want to have a relationship with you, I didn't take that on board. I didn't get closer to him. I said, yeah, no, he's the Son of God, that's it. And so my head said, yeah, I know that he is, but my heart didn't. My heart just said, yeah, no, he's just a teacher. Like, I don't get closer to him. But Jesus is offering and opening up a relationship with him to do that. He's opening up to say, okay, yeah, I am the Son of God, but I also want to get deeper with you. I also want to have a relationship with you. See, when I think about who Jesus is, it excites me about this sort of stuff. It really does. It says, okay, no, yes, he was the Son of God. He did come and die for us. But he also is someone who wants to have a relationship with us and wants to be friends with us. Someone that important, someone that big in the world wants to be a personal relationship with us. So when Jesus says, who am I to us, who do we see Jesus as? Do we see him just as a great teacher? Do we just see him as God's son? Or do we see him as someone who wants to have a relationship with us? A personal relationship with us. That's a question that we have to ask ourselves all the time. Because sometimes we can go along in our life on the same level and think, oh, yeah, I've got this Christianity stuff worked out. I've got it all worked out. Like, I know what I'm doing. But we need to ask our question every single day and say, who is Jesus to us? And I want to close with this with another video and we'd ask that question. It goes through some of the things that he was talking about. And then I'm going to finish up and pray.
Who is Jesus?
That's the question.
That's the question.
Was he a real person?
What did he say?
What did he do?
What made him so special?
What made him different than any other man in history?
The records show.
His birth was a miracle.
His mom was a virgin and she was pregnant.
He made the blind see.
The deaf hear.
The mute speak.
The paralyzed walk.
He healed terrible diseases.
He knew what was in men's minds.
He knew what was in men's hearts.
He knows what is in men's hearts.
He knew the story of people's lives without ever having met them.
He spoke with authority.
He amazed teachers.
He amazed everyone.
Nature obeyed him.
He turned water into wine.
He walked on water.
He walked on top of the water.
He could change the weather.
He fed 5,000 people from one lunchbox.
He brought people who were dead back to life.
He loved sinners.
He loved everyone.
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 He forgave sins.
He never made a mistake.
He never once sinned.
But we judged him.
We whipped
and beat him.
We spit on him.
And we killed him.
He loved us anyway.
He loves us anyway.
He died for us.
He died so that we wouldn't have to.
He paid for our sins with his life.
Did I mention he loves us?
He came back to life.
He was dead.
Then he was alive.
A lot of people saw him.
He is coming back.
Who is Jesus?
That's a big question.
That's the big question.
What does it even matter?
What does it matter to you?
Who is Jesus?
My answer doesn't matter to you.
Only your answer matters to you.
Who do you say that he is?
Who do you say that he is?
I feel it's a question that we need to ask ourselves every so often. Who is Jesus to us? Doesn't really matter what other people think of Jesus is. Doesn't really matter who the person next to us, our friends, or who our fellow Christians think Jesus is. It matters to us who we think Jesus is. And we take him as what the disciples say. And he's the Messiah. He's a Christ in our lives. He's the one who has a relationship with us. Let us close in prayer. Hey God, it's just so easy to pigeonhole you as a great teacher, as someone else there, Lord, as the people 2,000 years ago did, as people still do today there, Lord. But to us, Lord, you are so much more. You came, you died for our sins, you rose again. You were the Son of God. Lord, sometimes we can take that for granted. Lord, sometimes we can think it's just another thing and forget about the importance of it. Let us constantly be reminded and ask that question in our head, who are you? Who are you to us? Who are you to me? Lord, thank you for dying on that cross. Thank you for having a relationship with us. Thank you for being that important to us. And those times when we need it more, let us remind us of those things. And we just pray these things in your name. Amen.